It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A major earthquake and tsunami in Japan and Honolulu is on alert at this hour.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A magnitude 8.9 offshore earthquake, the largest in Japan's recorded history, hit at 2:46 p.m. local time today. That was just after midnight New York time. A powerful tsunami quickly followed, causing major devastation in the city of Sendai. That's north of Tokyo and home to about a million people. Tsunami warnings have since been issued across the globe, including in Hawaii. We're going to go live to our reporter in Honolulu in just a moment. But first, let's bring in our Asia Bureau Chief, Rob Schmitz. He's in Shanghai with us for the latest. Rob, what can you tell us?
It's simply devastating. I mean, many people have died, many are missing, and the tsunami triggered by this quake has caused an incredible amount of damage. Television images show a massive surge of water carrying houses, cars, and everything else in its path. With that said, Japan's cities, transportation network, and power plants are all designed with earthquakes in mind. More than a third of Japan's energy comes from nuclear power plants, and they've designed them to shut down in the event of an earthquake. And Japan's bullet trains are also designed to come to a stop during an earthquake, and they reportedly did today. But you can only prepare so much, and we're already starting to see the damage from this. An oil refinery north of Tokyo is on fire, and we're getting reports that a nuclear reactor in a town near the epicenter is on fire, too, and that a nuclear power emergency is being declared. There's also a tsunami that's expected to hit 19 countries around the Pacific from this, so this is far from over.
Indeed it is. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.
That is the sound of the warning sirens just minutes ago in Honolulu, which is under a tsunami threat right now. Officials are expecting impact, if there is one, would be about 2 hours from now. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is in Honolulu, and she joins us now live. Adrian, it's just coming up to, 1 o'clock in the morning there. What's happening?
Well, right now I'm at a hotel on Waikiki. It's right on the ocean. The hotel has basically evacuated the guests who are below the sixth floor up to higher floors. But I called down and they said, I'm on the 17th floor and I'm safe here. They say it's a tsunami-proof hotel, so we should be okay. Police are going up and down the street on bullhorns, urging people to get to higher ground.
And probably the people who live in Hawaii are used to this sort of thing, at least more so than the tourists that flood where you are in Honolulu. What's the experience like for them right now?
Well, right now, the streets and the beach that I can see sort of out my hotel room are nearly empty. So tourists seem to have gotten the word. And again, you heard the sirens. The police have been out. They're definitely doing all they can. Some cell phone providers are down, just jammed with calls. They're encouraging tourists to text instead of be on the phone. Earlier this evening, I went down to buy some extra water at the convenience store just in case, and I wasn't the only person with that idea. There were long, long lines, people buying water, bread, cereal, and they were actually closing that store down so the employees could get to higher ground.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill in Honolulu. Thanks, and stay safe, Adrian.
Thanks.
And let's check the global market reaction. Stocks are down almost 2% in Tokyo today, down across the rest of Asia and Europe as well. It was a rough day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow fell 228 points to close at 11,984.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. By Mass Mutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
Now to an important piece of financial news going on in Washington. The Securities and Exchange Commission and other regulators are waiting to hear if their budgets will be cut. This is just as they're trying to comply with the new financial reform law. Marketplace's Economy 4.0 project looks at ways the financial system can better serve more people going forward. And our special correspondent, David Brancaccio, joins us now from New York. Hi, David.
Hello there.
So what's the status of the money for these regulators right now?
Well, like the rest of the federal budget, up in the air. The Senate earlier this week rejected one of the plans from the House of Representatives that was talking about cutting $25 million from the Securities and Exchange Commission budget, perhaps cutting the Commodity Futures Trading Commission's budget by about a third. After the global financial system melted down, last year's Congress thought, all right, we need to watch over the financial system a little better.
Right.
That produced the big Dodd-Frank financial reform law. And among other things, it handed oversight of a $300 trillion derivatives market to the CFTC. And the CFTC says, we'd like some money to do this. The SEC says it needs to hire more people to do its thing. And at the moment, no new money.
But cutting back on money is not a done deal yet, right?
No. In fact, of course, the Senate and the House have to come together about all this. That will unfold hopefully over the next couple of weeks. But even so, besides the CFTC layoffs, the SEC chairman has for now stopped setting up five new bureaus that were supposed to do things like oversee credit ratings agencies, oversee financial whistleblowers, oversee the muni bond market. I mean, important stuff.
Yeah. And one of the other important parts of the financial reform law that was passed, David, is this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Is there any funding problem on that front?
Well, when that thing was set up, Congress was on to this, was hip to this idea that the controversial agency could be reined in by the purse strings, by its budget. So the law says that it's the Federal Reserve that funds the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. But the funding plan that came out of the House has a little line in there that curbs the amount of money for this new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And I'm no lawyer, but some experts think that restriction is just illegal.
Marketplace's special correspondent, David Brancaccio. David's blog, Economy 4.0, is at marketplace.org. David, thanks.
My pleasure.
And Marketplace will have the latest on the earthquake and tsunami in Japan as the disaster's impact around the world continues. It'll also be on marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Covering the economy is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing. So every Friday, we get a little help from our friends.
We were sinking fast, and we had no idea whether the world was coming to an end or not.
Oil goes high enough, people stop driving, they stop buying cars, they stop going out to eat.
There are bumps in the road, but consumers are starting to feel better.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Weekly Wrap, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.